Hi, I'm Colleen.
And I'm Mary Kate. And you're listening to
Twinteresting.
Hi, everyone. Mary Kate and Colleen here. I know it's been a long time since we have released a new podcast episode. Sorry about that. We've had quite a bit of excitement, I guess, happening in our lives. So April and May have been a lot going on. Not all good, but a lot. And yeah, we've actually been apart for a couple weeks now. So this is our first full day back together, and we wanted to get a podcast recorded for you guys to just let you know where we are.
Mm-hmm. You made it sound like we were apart due to things being bad.
Oh,
that
no.
was by choice.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like we had a fight and falling out. I mean, we did probably have a fight.
What she's trying to say is she was house-sitting for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was in a different city. But anyway, today's episode is going to kind of focus on some things from our previous season of work. So about a year ago at this time, we were both on staff at a local church. And during that time, we had great coworkers that we loved working with. But amongst the staff, we kind of had these sayings. And so that's where the title of this episode comes from. But then also another saying that we had, one of the pastors coined, was, "What's the word?" And that was what we would ask each other every week. So we always had staff meetings on Tuesdays. And we'd start the staff meeting by everyone going around and just sharing, like, what was the word that you felt God had laid on your heart. So sometimes it was a word, like one word, endurance, or a specific word. But then other times it was part of the Bible that really stood out to you. So Colleen is going to read to us a word we have this week to share with you that we feel really kind of sums up the past month for us.
And that is Psalm 42, verses 3, 5, and 8. "My tears have been my food all day and night, while all day long people say to me, 'Where is your God?' Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God. The Lord will send his faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life." Psalm 42.
It's kind of where we are, what Colleen just read, and I feel that there are a lot of people actually in that season as well, because I know we've had really powerful conversations with people in the past couple weeks, friends from all walks of life, college, high school, church, and there's just really this connecting theme for all the millennials that we know right now of not knowing what is happening with their life.
I think that could be either the frustration in wanting to change jobs but not knowing how
to. So having a job that you do not like but then not knowing mm-hmm. how to get out of that and to find a job that you do like.
Wanting to be in a different location.
Yes.
If you feel your location is not bringing life or you haven't been able to find a community that mm-hmm. provides life for you.
Absolutely.
And I think the last one would be like just circumstantial crap.
Yeah.
People and going through hard things.
If you take a friend or someone, you know, you maybe look at that person's life, you're like, oh, I wish I had, like right now for me, like I wish I had a job. So it's like that person has a job. So it's like, oh, I wish I had their job. But it's like that person wishes they had a different job. Mm-hmm. Or maybe someone looks, they're living at home and they're like, I wish I had an apartment. And I'm in an apartment right now, but I'm looking at someone who has a house. Like, oh, I wish I had a house. You know, I'm single. I wish I was in a relationship. I'm in a relationship. Oh, I wish I was married. And so I think a struggle that I also notice is like the tendency to want the next level
yep.
of what maybe we feel we're being denied right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's just to be aware that there's this human nature to think everyone else has it better than maybe they do. Mm-hmm. So something that Colleen and I have tried to be intentional about is creating community and safe places to share with people, like, hey, the struggle is real. So whether you're single right now or in a relationship, like, the struggle is real. Whether you maybe have a great job that looks great on the outside because it's making lots of money, but you're dying inside because you don't like the work you're doing, and maybe you're unemployed. Like, both of those struggles are equally real, and to just be able to communicate about it, I think, is a healthy alternative to keeping it all inside and just assuming that no one else has the struggles that you have.
Yeah, that's very true. I think that one of the helpful aspects of working on a team last year was we could commiserate, and that would be like on a bad day. On a good day, we could share the load, meaning we knew the work was hard, but we were in it together. So sometimes we could even just laugh and throw our hands up in the air and say, "What's happening?" because we didn't feel that we could quite explain what was going on, but we also sensed that it was beyond our control.
Mm-hmm.
And we all we could do in that moment was just laugh about it and stick together.
Yeah.
And I think we've come back to that theme in this season of life, because very rarely do you have the answers for yourself, for a friend who's going through something that's difficult. And I just picture our boss's hands going up in the air, just saying, What's happening?
So let's unpack that. Some backstory on that. Like I mentioned earlier, we worked at a church, and shout out to our team that we got to be a part of. So Pastor Mike, Kimberly, and Caleb. We would have these phenomenal, like, sessions on Tuesdays and Wednesdays all working together. And I remember the one Pastor Mike is like, hey, if I show a video on Sunday, do I need to, like, announce I'm going to be playing a video, or can I just play it? And the other millennial on our team, Caleb, who, fun fact, is going to get married next week to Leah, who is also on our team. Caleb is like, no, you can't do that. People are going to be so confused. They're going to be like, what's happening? And we just died because we're like, wow, that just kind of summarizes, you know, the experience for maybe a more traditional congregation that's not used to multimedia aspects for service.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it really describes spiritually as well kind of the nature of our job. There was a lot of people wondering what's happening, but then as staff, we would just say it to each other. That kind of became our go-to phrase.
Mm-hmm.
So like Colleen said, we've used that a lot this season of life. I've seen a lot of like reunion type deals. I've been to my alma mater for a recent graduation for a friend. I've seen friends from high school. There's a lot of catching up with people. You traditionally, you know, when you catch up, you're like, oh, what's going on in your life? And I'm at this season where I'm like, I don't know. Like, what's happening? Like, who can say? And so when I try and articulate, you know, what is kind of panning out in my life right now, it's so confusing and convoluted. People are like, wow, that's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, it is. So I think what's happening is a great phrase to describe the feeling. And like Colleen said, you know, we just have seen so many other millennials currently feeling that in life. And we just want to encourage you, if you're looking at the next 3 months, 6 months, year of your life, and you're like, what's happening? That's pretty common. Like, I think, I mean, we're in that boat together, but then know that there's lots of other people also in that boat with you.
Yep.
Of not knowing. Yeah,
well, do we want to wrap it up with Minho Minute?
Yeah, so Minho Minute, that's a segment that we have for every episode dedicated to our cat, Minho. You can follow him on Instagram at majestic_Minho.
We realize that you probably haven't missed us, but you have missed him.
Yes, he's got quite the following on Tumblr. We do have a Tumblr page.
That's twinteresting.tumblr.com.
Mm-hmm. And we try to keep that updated with you guys, for you guys, with photos of the cat, but then also little behind-the-scenes things related to every episode. So for this week's episode, that'll probably be a link to the music video What's Happening by our favorite mm-hmm. K-pop group, B1A4.
Oh, totes.
So that's also a fun What's Happening element of our life, is that it happens to be the song of one of our favorite groups.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Minho.
Yes, I think we should share about his recent journey to his now little brother's house.
Yes. So our cat, in the past 2 weeks, has adopted a little brother, or has been adopted by a little brother. And that looks like him and my friend, who I was house-sitting for, her 50-pound...
Terrier beagle mix.
Yeah. 40 to 50-pound dog that is quite energetic. Also young. He's about 2 years old. So still has a lot of that energy as a puppy would. And he is just enamored with Minho, who, as a typical cat, like, couldn't care less. But the fun thing, when we had them together, Minho would, like, instigate, like, activities. Like, he would play chase with the dog and, like, get the dog to chase him intentionally. And I guess I never associated cats, like, wanting to be chased by dogs. I also think maybe Minho was trying to get the dog in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hence the brother vibe.
Yeah, it was very cute. It was very much like Minho was the older brother and Skip was the younger brother mm-hmm. of, like, I want to do whatever my big brother is doing. And the big brother is like, I don't want you to follow me around. But if you do, I'm going to get you in trouble. So,
mm-hmm.
But they did hit it off pretty well.
Yeah.
So
this was their third meeting. So we were on Skip the Dog's home turf, and I think that was a game changer.
Well, I was gonna say when Skip came to Minho's home turf, that's when the chase game began. Mm. Like Minho had him wrapped around his finger of chase me around because Minho knew all the hiding spots in our apartment that the dog couldn't get to him.
Yeah.
But after the cat and like. Colleen took the cat home and I stayed with the dog. And the dog was so sad because the cat wasn't there to play with.
Yeah, sorry, you're not as fun as a Siberian cat.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't try to be. But, you can check out a little bit about Minho. You can follow us on Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you guys to know that we love you and we're so thankful that you've been listening up to this point. Or if this is your first episode, you know, thank you for tuning in. Just a little bit about us. We are two broke millennials.
Twin sisters.
We are twin sisters. That's the name of the podcast, where that comes from. And we're just trying to be real. Life isn't easy. I think most of our life has been spent being perceived by people like we had it all together. So something that we're very desiring at this season of life is to be authentic with people and let them know that we don't have it figured out. You know, Colleen was voted most likely to succeed in high school. And in my eyes, Colleen is a success, and I think, like, everything she does is uber successful. But from the world standpoint, does it look successful to be doing X, Y, and Z, or making these decisions with our time? So...
all good questions, but our 10-year reunion's not for another 3 years,
I don't think I'm gonna make it.
You know, gotta make all those career changes so I can live up to my high school senior superlative.
Well, and I think a lot of people go through life thinking that, of like, oh... you know, I can't relate to the people I was in high school with, or I can't relate to the people I graduated from college with, because they all got jobs, and they're working in their area of study, and it's like, I don't think anyone is.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they are, they're not enjoying it. So, just to let people know, we're here, we're also imperfect, we also have no idea what's happening.
Amen.
Yeah.
But thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you soon.
Have Bye-bye. A great week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.